Hi, it's Simone for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, here at Auditorium Parco della Musica in Rome for the 10th edition of Rome Film Fest. I'm with Alex Lothar and Andrew Stiegel, actor and director of the film Departure, presented in the Nadisce nella Città section in Rome Film Festival. What's this movie is about?
I think this movie is about a mother and son selling their holiday home in the south of France. Over the course of a week, the new chapters in their lives that open up over this course of a week and the changes that they go through. And ultimately, it's about a story between them and a love story between that mother and that son.
Yeah, I think it's about autumn and about change. And sometimes it's about the quiet changes, which I think is both Alex as an actor and I as a director really interested in.
Okay, and why did you choose to tell this story maybe for Andrew?
I was interested in the idea that we can know things before we know them, so that you can intuit or you have a sense of foreboding or expectation or anticipation that things will change. And I'm curious how we both resist that and how we encourage it. And I think the shift, the change in adolescence is one I've experienced, like we all have, and it's one that interests me and I wanted to explore. And I was struck by some coincidences and synchronicity between the change that the teenager Elliot is going through and the change that his mother Beatrice is going through, that they should both be going through a kind of adolescence or a rebirth in a way.
This change is not autonomous, it's not from nothing. There is some elements in the film that provoke this changing, and I wanted to know why did you choose to create such characters and how did you work on the characters?
I borrowed from a number of stories, one by Dvorak in his opera Rusalka, which is based in turn on Undine, the Little Mermaid, really. The story of somebody who wants to be made human and physical in order to be touched, to be able to be embraced and kissed. I was also interested in Ovid's Metamorphosis, particularly a translation I'd read when I was young by Ted Hughes that had always stayed with me, and the idea of transformation and magic. Another influence was a house in France that some friends of mine have, and I'd spent time there, and it really spoke to me. It had a kind of, it was a sort of Freudian landscape with the forest of the unconscious, and the river that ran by the house from the barrage, the sense of sexuality and danger, and then the wall of the barrage itself, this sort of Freudian motif of death. And they all came together along with some of my own memories of growing up. And from there, I created Departure, really.
Alex, this is a quite complicated scenario for the film, for your work. So how did you manage to work together with Andrew to build your character? And
I suppose the biggest challenge for me, I was saying earlier, was to not get in the way of what Andrew had written, which is very clear, very incredibly subtle, sometimes quite elusive, but always very beautiful text. And then I was given the opportunity to work with wonderful French actor Phoenix Brossard and the extraordinary English actress Juliet Stevenson. When working with them, my job was to not get in the way of whatever we were able to give and take from one another. And in many ways, although it was a short shoot, and at times, you know, the times of, I'm not getting it right and it's so stressful. At the same time, my job itself, just turning up every day and giving it a go, everything else was already sort of in place. We had a most beautiful script, a most beautiful cast, and a most beautiful location, a most beautiful director, yes, Andrew's sitting beside me, and director of photography, Brian Fawcett, too. I mean, I could just go on about what's so beautiful about the components of this film.
If I can add to Alex's answer, there was a particular chemistry between he and Juliet Stevenson, and a different one between he and Phoenix, which were exactly the right chemistries for those parts. And as Juliet once said, it's about what happens in the space between those people, between the lines, between the scenes, between the moments. It's in the strange magic that exists between two people forced to pretend in a space with a camera pointing at them, and the thing that happens sometimes between them, and which I think we were lucky to have found actors who made those moments of magic happen.
So I wanted to know if you respected strictly the screenplay, or sometimes you you wanted to let things happen also outside the screenplay, because it sometimes there are some moments in the film which are quite natural and very strong, because the rhythm is always like very calm, but sometimes there are some peaks in the rhythm, so it's interesting to know if they're in the screenplay or sometimes you let actors get outside of it and try to express themselves freely.
I think there's a mixture of there were certainly some moments in the screenplay that were intended to be faster or more energetic. You need that change of rhythm in order that the slowness is interesting, and then the speed is interesting as an alternative or a variation. It's all then down to the actor's courage to take the suggestion to fight or to kiss or to run or to shout or to cry, and what they do with that you can't control. You can only invite and enable. And then the editor, Dunia Shishov, was fantastic at honoring those moments and allowing what was in the rushes to come through as truly as possible.
The film is quite silent. There are not so much music, let's say. I don't remember anything special about the music. So how do you want to represent and say with it this silent?
Yeah, I sometimes think that if I was more courageous, there'd be more noise, and that I choose the quiet sometimes because I'm not sure what to say. But also I think if you look around, people are mostly often quiet and listening and thinking, and films have a tendency to condense all of the noise into an hour and a half that would otherwise have taken a year. Personally, I like quieter, slower films, and I guess the people who come up to me after the film and say they liked it also like quieter, slower films, and the people who didn't are running away. I mean, my favorite film this year was Mad Max Fury Road. I just don't know if I would ever be brilliant enough to direct that. So I don't think that's quite an answer to your question. I just think that the interesting things happen often in the quietness, and for me, for my sensibility, that's where I am at the moment. And as I become, I hope, more experienced, if I get more chances to direct, then I will be confident of adding more instruments to the orchestra and work with a bigger and bigger orchestra and still create silence.
There are some, those peaks we were talking about are sometimes very strong moments, and quite, they blur the personal and the film, let's say, I can imagine. So if there were some hard moments during the film for you as a young actor to face, sometimes that you were not completely at your ease.
One of the first shots that we did, there's a moment where and this is a bit of a spoiler. I mean, you know, it's an actor, you do intimate stuff, and it's all just part of the make-believe anyway, so that stuff doesn't really daunt me so much. What daunted me, there's a moment where I have to jump into some very, very cold water, and it's very, very dark, and it's in the middle of winter, and I just met all of the cast and crew, and I had to get totally naked and dive into this thing. But actually, what was really interesting about that is after sort of the first 10-20 minutes of being shivering cold and naked in the winter in the south of France, you get over it very quickly, and then you actually just start to enjoy the sort of fact that we're all out there in the middle of the night and trying to make a movie together, and that becomes more exciting than your fears about, I don't know, having your bum on display.
I think Alex was incredibly brave that night, and I was impressed, the crew were impressed, but Alex ran up afterwards having been pulled into a boat by a group of strong men, slightly baffled by why they were hauling this naked boy out of a reservoir. And he came up grinning, saying, "That's the best day of filming I've ever had," because, or the best thing he'd done when filming, because you don't, I think as an actor, it's like having some time off, because you don't have to act, "I don't want to jump into the reservoir and I'm really cold." You just jump in and you get to just be. And I think actors who are good can don't get in their own way, don't get in the way of their genuine reactions. We'll really enjoy those moments.
Thank you very much. Here is Simone Moraldi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider from Rome Film Festival. Alex Loder and Andrew Stiegel, actor and director of the film Departure, presented in Alice nella Città section this year. See you very soon and goodbye.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.